I'm Bethany. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is December 18th, 2013. I've got a sponsor. I'm available to sponsor others. And thanks for having me speak tonight, wherever Marlon went. So I, too, felt kind of weird as a kid and, like, kind of out of place. And, like, around middle school, I, like, really got in my feelings, you know. And I think middle school is a hard time for everyone, except Isaac always says it was when he reached his height. But everybody else seems to agree with me that middle school sucked. And it was... I was just so freaking depressed, like, all the time, and my friends were mean to me, and finally, by, like, eighth grade, like, my friend, like, I found out that, like, her older brother had, like, could sell me weed, you know, and so I started smoking weed, and I started drinking, and, like, I started to feel good, and so I kind of decided, like, in my head that, like, all right, so... when I get to high school, I'm going to be a stoner, and that's what I'm going to do, you know, and, like, that's all high school's for, you know, and so, like, I started school, and I was, like, I walked onto campus, and I, like, you know, found this girl with, like, very bad posture and, like, you know, like, hair in her face. And I was like, all right, she's going to be my friend. And then I found this guy with, like, you know, this, like, nappy, like, curly hair and, like, the tie-dye t-shirt first day of school. And I was like, all right, and him. And so I found, like, my little clique and my best friends. And I really felt like I figured it out, you know. I was like, all right, I just, like, go ride the bus to school, get off the bus, walk away from school, and then come back about 20 minutes later and just chill. And so I really liked doing that, and that was, like, most accessible to me at the time, so, you know, that was kind of, like, what I did. And then, like, my sophomore year, I began to, like, be able to, like, get alcohol, you know, like, me and my friends would, like, hang out, like, on the beach, and, like, my friend with, like, the hair, like, he would kind of find some guy that looked just like him but 10 years older, you know, and, like, same energy, same vibe, and, like, you know, he would go in the little shop and, like, you know, buy me, us, whatever, like, we wanted, you know. And so I, like, got my driver's license, which was, like, you know, not, it's, like, so crazy that, you know, I could just get a driver's license, and I, like, I love to drink Everclear, and so, because when I drink, like, I drink a lot, and I drink very fast, and, like, I like, go, like, you know, excuse myself to the restroom to throw up so I can, like, continue to drink comfortably, you know. And so anyway, I would just kind of, like, drive around town, like, 17, just driving around town in, like, this dinky, like, truck that weighed, like, 15 pounds. And I'd, like, have the bottle of Everclear, like, under the seat, and I'd be drinking and, like, driving and, you know, speeding, like, in the, like, you know, Siesta Key, like, there's a lot of people here, you know, they're all crossing the street, you know, and just really scare the shit out of my friends. And so, yeah, I did a lot of that, and I, like, really wasn't invited to many parties because, like I said, I drank a lot and I drank fast, and I'd freak out kind of easily, you know, like I was at a party once, and it was, like, very early, like, nobody had really even gotten there yet. There was only, like, you know, 7 of us, and I, like, had brought this, like, CD that I thought was really good to, like, play at the party, you know, and, like, somebody took it out And I lost my shit. I was so mad. And I, like, you know, just was cursing. And I, like, ran out to the front. And I, like, took a piss on the kid's grass, you know. And he, like, came out. He's going, you know, Bethany, I don't think you should drive home. And I'm just squatted down going, fuck you, Wayne Harris. Fuck you. And I didn't get invited much after that, you know? And then I drove home. And I also, like, butt-dialed my mom while I was, like, squatting down to pee. And so she just heard this whole thing of this kid, you know, just regular high school kid, just, you know, having some friends over or whatever, having a party, just going, I don't think you should drive, and me screaming at him. And so my mom, like, I told her where I went, you know? And so she, like, she tailed me the whole way home. I had no idea. And I, like, pulled up to the house, and I parked, and then she pulled up behind me, and she parked, and I, like, was going, walking in through the garage door, and then I was like, what are you doing here? She's like, I followed you home. I wanted to make sure that you didn't get a ticket, get a DUI. And I was like, what are you talking about? I haven't been drinking. And I, like, I always smelled like alcohol, but, like, a lot of the time, like, when I would drink, like, I would go to Taco Bell afterwards. It was, like, around the time, this time where I was driving for a brief period, like, was when the Doritos Locos taco first came out. And I remember hearing somebody say, like, if you eat Doritos, like, you can't smell alcohol on your breath. And so I would, like, get a Doritos Locos taco, and I'd be like, I'm not drunk. Like, are you, you know? And, like, to my mom, who, like, she has a sip of a margarita and falls out. And so, you know, yeah. My mom was mad at me all the time. You know, she was not too pleased. And anyway, I, like, kept doing this, and then, like, you know, I was, like, some of my friends that I was, like, really close with, like, you know, my best friend from high school, they had started to get into other stuff. And so I was like, I was the coolest ever because I had a car, you know, I had the truck, which, like, the air didn't work. Like, you know, you crank the windows up and down, and, like, the back seat is, like, this big, you know, but, like, it was sick. And, like, I could pick them up, I could take them to McDonald's, I could pick them up from McDonald's, I could take them wherever they needed to go. I could go wherever I needed to go. Anyway, so one day I, like, took them somewhere else, you know? And like, the first time, like, I took them there, they were, like, super weird. They're like, you can't come in, you know, like, you can't come here. And I was like, fuck you, like, yes, I can. And so I went in, and so, like, I ended up, like, starting to, like, IV drugs, and I, like, won't talk about that too much, but I'm just gonna mention it because, like, I don't know, people do that here sometimes. And so things got really bad really fast, and, like, I was kind of, like, bouncing around. Like, I quit, like, staying at home because, like, you know, my mom was so lame and, like, didn't like that stuff. And and so I was, like, staying in all these different places. At first I was staying with, like, normal friends who were, like, you know, high schoolers, and, you know, I could, like, crash with them. And then I started just staying at, like, you know, drug houses or whatever, because their moms kind of got, like, why is Bethany here again? I don't think she should be. And, you know, stuff like that. And also my friends just kind of, like, my normal friends started getting sick of my shit. But, anyway, I would just, like, I kind of quit going to school because, like, why would I want to? And I just, like, would show up, like, intermittently, like, if I was hungry because there's food there and, like, you know, I know I've got, like, money in my account there. Or I would show up. Why else did I go? And I would go and take naps there. I was like an art kid, so like I would sleep in like the photography room, you know, stay somewhere with like air conditioning and stuff. So I just kind of like show up whenever I felt like it with like all of my stuff, like trash bags full of clothes, you know, and like just kind of roll in. And anyway, I did graduate. I like wasn't going to, and then they had this like emergency meeting, and the assistant principal was like, my best friend in high school was, somebody left. she was like, my best friend in high school like did like drugs, and I don't want you to end up like her. I want you to graduate and stuff. And so anyway, so she was like, all you have to do is like come to school for 2 days, you know, just like come to school for 2 days. You only need 2 credits. Like you can take the little like class online and just like test through it, you know? And I was like, I don't know, you know, like I'm living in Venice. I'm living in a different city right now. You know, I don't know if I can make it. And my mom was there too. And she was like, I will drive you. You're going. It's 2 days, you know. So like I went to school and I like did it. And like, you know, I brought a bunch of stuff with me because I thought, how am I gonna do this? You know, be like somewhere for 8 hours, 2 days in a row, you know. But, you know, like, things weren't fun anymore. Like, at first they were, like, very fun, you know? Like, it was great when I would, like, ride the bus to school and, like, go across the street behind some building, you know? And then come in and kind of be like, all right, this is sick, you know? And then just, like, not really, like, having a place to live, and then, like, being in and out of detox, and, like, being sick all the time, and, like, just being completely, like, my family never, like, deserted me or anything, but, like, I was so, like, far from them, you know? Because I was just, like, so, like, removed from, like, myself. And it was just, like, it really sucked, and it was really, like, just a bad, like, place to be. And so, you know, I, like, continued to do it for a while, and, like, I don't know, I would, like, get Marchman acted, and then I would, you know, get in there, and I would find some person to be like, you know, all right, well, let's just, like, keep doing the same thing when we get out, you know? And I didn't like any of the people that I was, like, meeting either, you know? Or, like, any of the friends I made, like, they all were, like, I don't know. Every person that I kind of like surrounded myself with was just like another shell of a human being, but that was like, we're working together, you know, we're in it together, and then until we're not, and until I need something that you have, you know. And so anyway, one day, like, my mom, like, tricked me and, like, invited me home, and I, like, went home, and, like, you know, then the police showed up, and I was, like, I saw them, like, through the window, like, I saw their flashlights, like, coming up, and instead of, like, leaving the house, because there were many, many exits, you know, I, like, just went to the front door. I knew exactly what they were there for, and I went to the front door, and I opened it up, and I said, I'm Bethany Hamer, and, like, I'm ready to go, you know? And so, like, we went to detox, and, like, you know, I quickly changed my mind about, like, wanting to be sober, but I was kind of stuck long enough. Like, my mom had, like, filed a Marchman Act, but she also filed a Baker Act because she was worried that I would, like, manipulate my way out of one of them. So I had, like, double whammy. So I was, like, in detox and, you know, just, like, kind of screwing around and stuff. And, like, I got lice from some girl there and, like, you know, it was a lot of fun. And then like, the police showed up there, and they were like, do you have this person? And they were like, the police are looking for you. Do you want us to tell them that you're here? Like, we can't, like, because HIPAA. And I got all nervous because I was, like, doing a lot of, like, Home Depot stuff, you know? And, like, stealing. And so I was like, yes, tell them I'm here. I need to talk to them immediately, you know? Like, because I thought that if they were here for me now, they'd be here for me later, and I better just, like, talk my way out of it now. And anyway, they were just there to, like, take me to the psych ward instead. And, like, so I went there, and I was there over Christmas, and, like, it was weird. And it was weird. And anyway, like, when I got out of there, I went to, like, a really, like, bougie, like, treatment center for 30 days because, like, had to complete a program or else I couldn't be around, like, my sisters who were minors without them getting taken to, you know, getting taken away because they found, like, needles and they picked me up, whatever, you know? So it was just, like, a whole thing, like, I gotta do it. And so, like, I went and, after I'd been there for, like, 28 days, I was also, like, taking Xanax the whole time. The doctor was like, well, you're coming off of this other stuff, so if you take Xanax instead, like, you won't want to do the other stuff. And, which was true, because I was just, like, tired the whole time. I was, like, sleeping. And, but anyway, I was, like, kind of out of it. And because I, like, got a lot of it. But anyway, I was very out of it. And, like, around, like, 28 days of being in this, like, program, I was like, you know, I have 30 days sober now. And so I'm going to leave because I want to go get messed up, you know. And so I, like, called a ton of people and, like, asked them to come pick me up. And I called, like, one of my drug dealers and I asked him to come pick me up, and they all said no. And they said, I think you should stay. And I was so mad. And then I, like, told them, well, I'm just gonna kill myself. And so I went to another psych ward. And then anyway, now I'm for real getting sober. So I, like, went to Turning Point from there, and, like, Turning Point did not let me, like, sleep in. They didn't let me, like, do anything. I had to make my bed. I had to, like, go to group, and I had to, like, you know, go to meetings. I had to get a sponsor. I had to call. I had to, like, do AA. And I was not, like, thrilled about it, but, like, one night I was, like, super bored, and so they give you a big book, and so I, like, picked it up and I started reading it, and it was one of the most, like, amazing experiences of my entire life. Like, every single, like, sentence made, like, so much sense to me, and I just, like, clicked with it, and, like, everything that, like, I never really, like, understood about myself, or I was like, this puts me out of place, I don't fit in with the world, all of those things, like, suddenly made sense, and I felt like I belonged somewhere, you know? Because if this guy wrote this in the 40s, you know, and all of these people are here and, like, agree with this and get down with this, and, like, I'm not, you know, so fucked up. Like, I don't know. It was just, like, it was very moving. And, like, after, like, reading the big book, like, I just did everything that anybody told me to do, because I was like, yeah, I believe that all of these things about myself are true and they make sense, so then all of these things, like, there is a solution, like, also makes sense, you know? And I believe that that can, like, work for me. And so, you know, I did all this stuff, and, you know, all my therapists were kind of annoying, but, like, you know, I did this stuff. And I went to a halfway house, and I had fun at the halfway house. Some people, like, came in and, like, you know, kind of had a bad attitude and, like, you know, were not happy to be there and, like, just, you know, oh, she's a bitch, you know, about whoever. And, but I just, like, I don't know. I thought it rocked. Like, I was kind of annoying. I, you know, made everybody, like, smoke cigs on the porch real late, you know, and I, like, you want to watch a movie? And, like, let's go to a meeting. And, because it was, like, fun to, like, just have a bunch of, like, girls, like, pile in a car and, like, go to a meeting. And, like, I enjoyed it. But, you know, I eventually, like, moved out. I, like, got a year, and I moved out, and, like, I did my step work and everything, and, like, I don't know. Something happened, like, when I came into AA, and, like, when I did my steps, and when I started going to meetings, and, like, I just found something really special, and, like, I kind of, like, forgot that it was special, and just was like, whatever, AA, like, ugh, you gotta go, and, anyway, recently, I have not been doing very much AA, and I've realized that, wow, AA really, like, matters and is really important, and, like, I haven't felt so shitty in, like, I don't know how long, and, like, you know, it was just, like, so crazy that, like, whenever, like, recently, like, last week, like, I came here, and, like, as soon as, like, not even, like, before I got in the room, like, as soon as I got out of the car, it was, like, oh my God, I've arrived and I feel 100% better. Nothing was ever wrong. You know, when like an hour before that, I was like, man, things are never gonna get better. And like, I hate my life. And so anyway, it's like all of that just like immediately like disappeared and like melted away and like just coming in, I don't know. I just like, I can't say enough like how much like AA means to me. And like, you know, after I got sober, a lot of things like happened that like were not very good. You know, like I got in a car accident where like I broke like my pelvis and my sacrum and stuff and like smashed my face open and everything. And like, I had to like take pain medicine, and I was like really scared of like doing that, and like I was scared that I would like relapse, right? But then what ended up happening was like I didn't relapse. I didn't like want to like take more than I needed. I didn't like want to keep doing it. But what ended up happening was like it cut off like my like connection to God, and like that was like way worse, you know, because I was just like, it was so weird because like one day I'm like, all right, spiritually connected, everything's going swell, I'm like, you know, doing God's work in AA, you know, and then the next day like I'm on this medicine and like it just like completely like disappeared, and like, you know, people came and picked me up, put me in the car, got me out of the car, put me back in my wheelchair, wheeled me into the meeting, you know, my sponsor came to, like, pray with me when I said, like, I couldn't, like, I felt nothing when I prayed, you know, she would, like, come over, she'd read the big book with me, she'd pray with me, like, AA, like, showed up for me the same way that, like, I want to show up for AA, you know, and that I show up for AA, and, like, you know, my friend, he ended up killing himself, and that was really, really hard, and like, you know, I don't know, I didn't lose like my faith when that happened. It just like, I just like leaned in on AA, and like I came to meetings and I sobbed and I shared and I sobbed and I shared and I sobbed, and people like stood with me, they like supported me and they loved me. And, you know, I don't know, I'm just so thankful for that, because I think about people who, like, these kinds of things happen to, and, like, they don't have AA, and I just, like, don't know how, like, they survive. Like, I'm, like, my job kind of sucks right now, and, like, I'm, like, you know, all right, I need to be doing more AA, like, I really need to be doing more AA. And then I think about these other people who, like, it also sucks for, and I'm like, what are they gonna do? You know? Like, they can't go do anything. And so, you know, yeah. I feel sorry for them. But, yeah, I, like, AA, I feel like AA is, like, my, like, connection into something that, like, matters, like, a lot, you know, and like I alone don't really like matter a lot. But if I'm in AA and I'm like doing AA stuff, like then okay, I matter a lot, and like, you know, that's cool. And like, I don't know, I just, to me, service is so important, because like my whole like sobriety, through all of those things that like were really shitty, like I like continued to like do service, and like whether that was sponsoring or like just doing stuff or calling somebody or talking to people or like just being around, like I did service, you know, and like that is like, to me, like just showing up to AA like is cool, but like if I'm doing AA stuff and like I'm doing service, then like that really like, you know, puts me into something like that is important and bigger than me, and you know, and ultimately like that to me is God and my connection to like a higher power, right? If I get out of self, I can get into that. And so, yeah, I don't know. I'm really thankful for AA, and kind of like what Liz shared, like, you know, I don't like speaking before I have to speak, but then like when I'm speaking, I'm like, okay, this isn't so bad. Like I remember that like things were really bad, and now like it's not. And that's important too, you know, because I don't know, sometimes I just get stuck in like this weird, you know, stupid stuff. And I forget, like, you know, wow, things used to be really chaotic, you know, like really, really, really chaotic. And so like I feel like my job's chaotic with 26-year-olds, like, whatever, like, that's not half as chaotic as, you know, not being sober. And so, anyway, I'm just really grateful, again, like, I know it's so lame that I'm saying that over and over again, but I am, and, like, and I hope that was all right. So, thank you.